Gopher Super Senior McKenna Partain joins us here on Gopher Talk. And McKenna has had an unbelievable year a couple of times now, has been Big Ten Player of the Week. And good to see you, McKenna.
Yeah, nice to see you too.
Well, how excited are you for the Wolverines coming to town? I looked this up. It's amazing. These are basically the two best programs in Big Ten softball the last decade. And this is the first time in the regular season you'll ever face them. These two teams haven't played in the regular season for whatever quirky reason since 2015. And it's kind of fun now. They're the top two teams this year again, as expected, and here you go this weekend.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like you said, the first time I ever faced someone was in 2019 in the Big Ten Championship, so that was pretty crazy. But very excited for the series. We've obviously been looking forward to it the whole year. But, yeah, we're really excited, and I'm just excited to see what the weekend has for us.
You guys, your first, I guess, quote, big series of the year was the Northwestern series a few weeks ago, and you were able to play your way into contention and answered the bell, so to speak. So what can you draw from maybe that weekend and take it into another quote-unquote big weekend this weekend?
Yeah, that weekend, it was a fun weekend, one of the best weekends I've had probably throughout my years. I think just going into it, expecting that it was going to be really hard, and just having that mindset really pushed us, you know, to know that it was actually going to be hard. And we were able to go in there, stick to our game plan, trust the people around us. And I think that's something that we're going to use this weekend, is we have a game plan. We have what we want to do, you know, but I think just knowing that it's going to be hard, Michigan's is a great team, obviously, and just trusting what we know, I think is the biggest thing for us.
How good do you feel about how you guys are playing now? You've won 23 of your last 27, so obviously you're playing some pretty good softball.
Yeah, we feel pretty good. We've kind of gotten to the swing of things. You know, it was a weird start to our season, only playing Big Ten teams, and just kind of how we did it was a weird start. And I think, you know, for a lot of the younger girls, that was unexpected and not something they were used to. So, or even for us, because we've never done something like that. So I think just the beginning was a little rough, but you know, we've gotten used to each other. We've gotten into the flow of how we play. Our pitchers are throwing great. You know, we're finally starting to find some base hits when we need them, which is what we were kind of lacking in the beginning. And I don't know, I think we're figuring out how to mesh with each other, and we've figured it out right at the right time. So I think that's the biggest thing for us.
What's this journey been like for you? Let's start all the way back from Banks, Oregon, your trek to decide to even be a Gopher. And then, you know, You're a super senior now. You've been here a while. You have your bachelor's degree. You're working on a postgraduate certificate. You've been to the College Softball World Series. I mean, what a journey, right?
Yeah, I've been through a lot here. It's been an amazing journey. My mom always tells me I should write a book someday about it. I think it's pretty funny, but you know, coming from Banks, Oregon, very, very small town, like around 2,000 people, so really, really small. Luckily, getting recruited by the Gophers, by an amazing coaching staff who was here, and then gaining a new coaching staff and gaining another new coaching staff. Definitely been through it. I've had almost a new coach every single year, besides one, I think, which is really crazy to think about. It's not what I thought was going to be my career by any means. But I am just blessed to be here. I love this state and I love this university. And I think just growing through those adversities and growing through those things, like with the class that I have, like my class is super special to me. And like, I have such a great relationship with them. And I think that's super special just to say all these things we've been through. And, you know, the World Series is amazing. It was one of the best memories I've ever had in my life, to be able to say, you know, we got there is something I only dreamed about as a kid, I guess you could say. And then going through the whole pandemic, crazy, not thinking that, you know, thinking my season was over, I was never going to play softball again. And then getting that opportunity to come back is something I will never be able to say thank you enough for. And I'm so thankful just to be here for this last year. And I'm taking every opportunity to enjoy it, for sure.
You mentioned you dreamed of playing in the World Series. I was on that trip, and if memory serves me correct, like, that was legitimate. Like, you dreamed of that. Like, you made up jerseys of players when you were young that were in the College Softball World Series, right?
Yeah, for sure. Especially being from Oregon, you know, you had the Oregon Ducks, who were a really good team back then. So they won a few times. And so I had some idols I would go watch and be in the stands and just dream about being there. And yeah, it's something, like I said, you dream about as a little kid, and you don't really know if you're going to do it. But once you get there, you're like, oh, wow. Well, it was amazing.
And so I recall as well, you had the final out of the Super Regional. The ground ball came to you. What was that emotion like? You had to field it, obviously. You had to make the throw, and then the euphoria of clinching that berth.
Yeah, I remember getting that ball because I had a pretty tough postseason in regionals and supers, not really hitting that well. And I remember, I think I was the last out on offense for that game. And my coach, like, I came to the dugout, she's like, it's okay. I'm like, I don't care. We're about to go win a super regional. Like, I don't care about that. I'm out at all. Like, let's go win a super regional. And then I got the last out and I was like, how fitting. Like, I could have been in my head emotional about getting out, but like, that ball came to me and I remember just field it. Just field it, because you're right by first base. All you gotta do is just make a little throw and you'll get her out. And I remember I like released the ball, and as soon as I released it, like, you can see, like, I put my fist up, because like, you just know. It was pretty unbelievable.
Well, obviously this weekend's a big one. You've got Big Ten tournament. Obviously you're positioned yourself nicely to be in the NCAA tournament. Does this team, having the experience of you know, some of the players on this roster have been to Oklahoma City, what can you draw from that? And does this team have what it takes to maybe try to make it back? As you mentioned, like the Northwestern game, it's going to take hard work. Nothing happens easy. But is there some potential there for this team to try to make a return trip?
Yeah, there definitely is potential for this team. I think we have potential through the roof. Like, I can't even describe to you just, like, how many different pieces we have this year, which I don't think we've had in the past. You know, we're able to do things that I don't think we're able to do in the past either. And like I said, we're just finally starting to mesh together and really figure each other out and really understand, like, what we need to do in order to win. You know, we have a great pitching staff. We have great offense. We have some big home run numbers. So that's a great thing as well. But yeah, I definitely think we have what it takes. And I'm excited. I'm excited for this weekend. Definitely.
All right. So I hear Ruth running around there. Your new, your relatively new puppy. Can we see her real quick? Oh, she's
there.
Relaxed.
She is.
That's so.
She's sleeping.
Yeah, she's getting a little rest. Tell us about Ruth. You got her for your apartment here recently?
Yeah, so we got her in October. She was about 8 months old. She actually came from my parents. My family dog actually is the mom. So we got her. My mom flew with her to Minnesota when she was 8 weeks old. And so we have her now.
And very well behaved, laying on the gopher blanket there, and
listening
in on gopher talk here, listening about gopher softball. Quick scouting report on the Wolverines. As you mentioned, you only have played them in the tournament, the Big Ten tournament. What can you tell us about it? I mean, you don't want to give away the whole game plan, but you mentioned that there is a plan starting to be put together here this week.
Yeah, we have luckily, I mean, it was not great that our games got, you know, canceled this past weekend, but it actually gave us an opportunity to prepare for them a little more, which I think helped us in a way. And so that was exciting. You know, we have a game plan, like I said, and they have pretty similar pitching, which we've scouted and watched film on. So we've really attacked certain pitches this week and, you know, really focused on these Michigan pitchers, which, like I said, I think has been really helpful for us. And then, you know, defensively, we just have to be aggressive. We trust our defense and we trust our pitching staff. I'm not sure what their plan is. Not really in that circle so much, but our plan on defense is just to field some outs.
Yeah, no doubt. That always helps, no question. Well, it'll be a fun weekend, and we'll look forward to watching, and hopefully you guys can put yourself right into the thick of this thing as you get ready for bigger and better things down the road. Always enjoy chatting softball. McKenna, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, McKenna Partain, Gophers super senior, second baseman, the Gophers and Wolverines this weekend on campus here at the University of Minnesota.